Hello, and welcome to the D&D podcast. Yes, I was waiting for our co-host, and we're about 20 minutes late here. 24 minutes late, to be exact. I received a text saying that he will be with us shortly. I'm not sure what shortly is, but he's very busy, and so he won't be able to achieve a timely entrance into the podcast. Meanwhile, I have access. Whoa! What in the world happened here? Okay. I have access to the disclaimer. The Demented Dungeons and Dragons / ScrapGov Scrap written disclaimer. Legal notice. This is not our full disclaimer, for there is not enough room to write such a disclaimer. This podcast may be very controversial. Actually, it is. This podcast is our personal opinions, our views, our beliefs. Our views and our beliefs. This podcast is for educational and or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of all of this is hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our firsthand knowledge is your hearsay evidence, and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical, de facto government, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s. I wonder how you get a non-religious anything. Anyway, or anything of that matter. We do encourage you to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty. And those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor and your community and your people and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicine. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and or experience. Most of them are not accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is the result of a nutritionally deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and or other animals. We are not man animals, as described in FDA, state and federal regulations under U.S. Code, Title 15, Chapter 2, Subchapter 1, Subsection 55, Parts B and D, and U.S. Code, Title 21, Chapter 9, Subchapter 2, Section 321, Part F, and so forth. This podcast is not for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us. I like that Kano has put links to the U.S. code. I'll have to follow them and find out where they go. Let's see now. First Corinthians 13, King James Version. My question is, which King James Version? Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Interesting. It's a Bible Gateway, and they've got advertisements where these women are showing their dresses off. They're not bad dresses. It's just interesting. Maud Lilly. Okay. Anyway, that's a distraction. Okay, back to chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my good deeds to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me not. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not its own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, there shall vanish away. It shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. Now, some translations replace that word charity with love. So, but I think for purposes of understanding what they're talking about, using the word charity might help. Because a lot of people have taken that word love and twisted it around to mean all sorts of things that aren't necessarily love. So, there you go. All right. Well, I can't wait for Kano to get on here so I can ask him questions about what he did yesterday. Him and his, I don't know if I can call him roommate. Can you call your landlord a roommate? That's a good question. Well, I took the time to tell people playing this game that I'm playing about the podcast, and nobody has called in. So here I am alone. I suppose I could talk about Mabinugi, which I currently have up. But not really doing much in it, because I'm at the banquet. And the whole thing about the banquet is you just sit there and you wait for an hour. See if they draw your ticket. And they haven't drawn my ticket yet. Oh, well. It'd be nice. Let's see now. Yeah, I got another 24 minutes. Well, no, 19 more minutes before they start drawing tickets. And apparently there's only 7 of us here at the banquet. So I've got a pretty good chance. Somebody else is supposed to call in too. Joseph. I'm sure he'd have plenty to talk about. And I'd probably give him plenty of a hard time. Because he just kind of... I don't know. A lot of people in this world don't really... don't really think out things when they decide to believe them. You know, they just kind of how should I put it? He's pretty sure the end of the world is just around the corner and that there's going to be a rapture and all the good Bible-believing Christians are just going to be saved from those troubles. And I don't know. I read Scripture. I don't see any evidence of there being a quote-unquote rapture or a taking away. And historically speaking, in Scripture, the ones who always got took away were the ones he didn't want. So there's going to be a rapture, and somebody's going to be taken away. I don't think you want to be it. You know, it'd be breaking with protocol. You know, Scripture's pretty clear. there was a bunch of pad of people in Sodom and Gomorrah, and he didn't leave them here. He took them away. Yeah. Noah came along and he didn't leave the rest of the people here and take Noah away. No, he left Noah right here on the planet and took the rest away. So yeah, I don't know what to think about that. But anyway, he does believe that we should be prepared for times of trouble. And, you know, he's pretty sure it's going to be worldwide. And, you know, there's much to support it being a worldwide catastrophe. For one, we're all tied into the same monetary system. Granted, that monetary system is falling apart as we speak. You know, not much you or I can do about it other than to do our best to not be dependent on it. Which I understand, that's a pretty neat trick, to not be dependent on what everybody has sunk their faith into. You know, it's kind of hard. But you know, so the way to not get caught up in the disaster that may come is, you know, break away from all the centralization. And, you know, Federal Reserve notes is one of the biggest centralizations there are on this planet right now. You know, everybody's concerned about the one world government. Well, you know, whoever controls the money pretty much controls everything. You know, it's, you know, and the Federal Reserve, they pretty well control the money around the world. So there's your world government right there, you know. And if you don't think the Federal Reserve is governing us, well, when's the last time they were audited? You know, it's they pretty well can't be touched. They supersede what the people believe to be the law of the land. Okay. Now that's another issue. I would argue that Uncle Sam is not the law of the land. Never has been, never can be, never will be. All right. You know, but for the majority of the people, they believe that he's the law of the land. And yet, here's the Federal Reserve that Uncle Sam can't really touch. Not at this time. You know, that full faith and credit thing, that basically means the masses who are stupid enough to believe in it. So, Yeah. Kano, I need some help. Anyway. Here we are. Living in a world of our own making. Dealing with troubles that we created ourselves. So. So what are we going to do about it? You know? I always say the best thing you can do for other people is take care of yourself first. They pretty well tell you that on the airlines. If you got children with you, they tell you put your mask on first. Because you can't put your child's mask on if you're already unconscious. So. So you can't do everything. But if you feed yourself and clothe yourself and put your own shelter over your head and provide for your own warmth. You know, you've gone a long ways to making it so that others will be fine. Because now they don't have to take care of you. Which makes it easier for them to take care of themselves. Now, people are going to fall down. As, you know, no fault of their own. It just happens. And you're going to fall down. No, hopefully no fault of your own. Things happen. But you'll be a whole lot easier to take care of if you've already done most of the work yourself. And you'll be better able to help others if you've already met most of your own needs. So that's kind of the experiment Kano and I are doing out here on this farm. Wow. Actually, no. Yeah, I do. I have an article to read, but I gotta leave the radio long enough to go get the magazine I saw it in. Hold on, folks. You'll have to pretend there's background music because I don't have any to provide. Be right back. All right, here I am. Oops. That doesn't do any good. You fell right out of my ear. Okay. Latest issue of Acres Magazine. This is the May 2018 issue. I read this article, and it upset Lola. Something awful. She didn't want to hear any more about it. Let's see now. Okay, and this is something I want to look into. Keeping tabs on nanotechnology. Center for Food Safety has updated its nanotechnology in our food database. All right. So go look that up, folks. Center for Food Safety, and they have a nanotechnology in our food database. A searchable inventory of consumer food products that contain nanotechnology. Over 40 new products, including cookware, food storage containers, nutritional supplements, and toothpaste, have been added to the list of nano-containing products. Nanotechnology is a powerful but novel platform for taking apart and reconstructing nature at the atomic and molecular level with important human and environmental health ramifications. While scientists agree that nanomaterials create novel risks that require new forms of toxicity evaluation, very little testing and regulation of these new products currently exists. This database seeks to improve transparency in our food system and alert consumers to the widespread use of these burgeoning technologies. It is clear that both the EPA and the FDA are failing in their legal responsibility of reviewing products that contain unapproved nanomaterials. These products should not be on the market, said George Kimball, legal director at the Center for Food Safety. Okay. I'll have to look that up a little bit later. Woohoo! 2 more minutes before they do the drawing. Anyway, I wonder if I could do that. And the answer is no. It was worth a try. Anyway. Yeah. One more minute. Yeah, I would disagree with one thing. It's not these agencies' responsibility. To do those things, unless you know, to do those things for you, unless you've specifically hired them. Now, apparently, whoever hired the FDA and the EPA, they're happy with them because they're still paying their salaries. All right. Now, yeah, I know there's the argument, well, it's my tax money that they're spending on that stuff. They better be doing what I want. It's like, well, if it was your tax money, then, yeah. Whoever was hired with it, better do what you want. But huh. But the fact that they're not doing what you want with it, and there ain't a darn thing you can do about it, is a clear indication that either it wasn't your tax money, or your funds were stolen. Yeah. And you might argue that it's like, well, you know, the majority wanted this or that or the other. But the truth is, even if you're a minority in a situation, if you're spending your hard-earned money on it, that's your money. And you should get the services that you want and paid for. And you shouldn't have to pay for services that you don't want. You know, the guy who accosts you at the street corner and wants to clean your windshield, well, if he demands payment and you didn't want him to wash your windshield, it's just a form of theft. Yes. He may have given you a service, but you know, if you didn't want your windshield washed by him, that's a form of trespass, and he accosted you, and that's a crime. So, if your supposed government forces upon you a service that you didn't want. You know, and then turns around and makes you pay for it. You know, pay for things that you didn't want. That's two crimes right there. They stole your money, and they forced you to take on a service that you didn't want. You know, basically, taxes should be voluntary and selective. You know, you should be able to determine what you want to pay for. Shouldn't have to take services that you don't want. Well, yeah. I'm sorry, Kano. I'm suffering here. I don't handle the monologue all that well. I should have had more reading material ready and ready to go. Anyway. I was kind of hoping you'd come online and talk about this. You know, if I understood him right, Kano and his friend went to, I guess they call it a Reiki share. I might have that wrong. I hope he corrects me. But basically, people go and do Reiki on each other. It's you know, a laying on of hands for healing. And I wanted to hear about that. Wanted to see who they met and what ideas came from that and how they handled it. Because, well, quite frankly, the lady we got our Reiki training from, I'm not sure you could accurately, I don't think she describes herself as Christian. I'm not sure how she really feels about Christianity and such. Right. Reiki was originally started by a Japanese gentleman who was doing his best to follow Christ, and so he developed these methods of allowing these healing energies to pass through you and send them to others. And so basically, you know, he's trying to do the work that God has set out for us to do. And I'm curious what kind of group Kano came across and what they're doing and how they're going about it. So, well, I'm thinking maybe I'm thinking maybe next week I better have done a better job of preparing. and I'm going to call it a night. If you want to get a hold of us, you can find us at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. The phone number for listening to this program live is there, and there's an access code. And you can participate. You can talk to us live on air. So if you got some ideas or something you want to talk about, I'd actually be very interested in having you call in, because I can handle that a bit better. I can interact with somebody that I can listen to and talk to. Sorry about that. Let's see, if Kana was here, he'd cover my yawn. Anyway, so, yeah, there's a phone number, and tomorrow we'll have a podcast. It's called ScrapGovScrap. You can find that at ScrapGovScrap.com. We start it at 7 o'clock, right after most people get out of church. That one is, you know, we'll talk about politics on this one, but I mean, that one's more focused at politics and government and legal issues and that kind of stuff. This one, we'll talk about games. We'll talk about farming. That kind of stuff. But anyway, since I don't hear from Kano yet, I'm going to say goodnight, and I hope to hear all from you again sometime in the future. Bye.